With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A bus crash slows down traffic this morning. Mark Ray is with the Department of Education Services.
A school bus on its way to pick up students in the Frank Song area this morning was involved in a collision with a car. The accident scene was attended to by fire service and ambulance, and the occupants of the vehicles were attended to by the ambulance on site. No students were on the bus this morning when the accident occurred. The accident occurred approximately 6:05 this morning, and we would just like parents and the general public to note that there will be delays in the pickup and drop-off of students coming from the Eastern District this morning.
Mr. Ray says as information continues to come in, the public will be informed, so make sure to keep it locked right here to Radio Cayman. The Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, gave his condolences following the passing of His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, on Friday. Mr. Manderson says Prince Philip was a much-loved member of the royal family who in turn held the Cayman Islands in high regard. The civil service joins the government and the rest of Cayman in observing a period of official mourning over the next 8 days. As such, all Union flags, along with the Cayman Islands flags on government buildings and entities, are to be lowered to half-mast. He says starting today, there will be opportunities for individuals to express their condolences and sympathies to the royal family, with condolence books located at all three Cayman Islands, including the Government Administration Building. And in police news, two people are sent to the hospital Saturday night following altercation in Georgetown. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego has the details.
It was around 7:10 p.m. on Saturday night. Police got a report of an incident near Wallace Cool Spot on Sound Road in Georgetown, where two men were reported to have brandished firearms during an altercation. Police say the parties involved left the location just before officers arrived. It was shortly before 9 p.m. that same night police responded to a report of shots fired in the vicinity of Whitman Seymour Road in Georgetown. Police report two people were injured during the incident and were subsequently taken to the hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. The matter is currently under investigation and police are appealing at this time for anyone who may have witnessed the incident or who has any information to get in touch with them at 949-4222 or the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Shanda Gallego.
In regional news, Jamaican health officials in St. Catherine said they're pleased with the public response to the mass vaccination exercises that took place at two locations in the parish over the weekend. At the Portmore Heart Academy and the Spanish Town Health Center, hundreds of people, most of whom had registered online prior to arriving, and several others who walked into the venues, sat under tents waiting to receive their first dose of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Senior public health nurse for St. Catherine, Marlene Stevenson, told the Jamaica Gleaner that the response was overwhelming in Portmore, with just above 850 people turning out to get their first shot. Member of Parliament for Southeast St. Catherine, Robert Miller, who spent the weekend mobilizing constituents, said there were some people who refused to take the vaccine and others opted to wait and see. But he said most have opted to be immunized against COVID-19, noting that the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The EU's policing agency is warning that the coronavirus pandemic has created ideal conditions for organised crime to thrive, with potential long-term implications. In its flagship report, Europol says serious and organised crime has never posed as high a threat to the EU and its citizens as it does today. China's central bank says one of the country's tech giants, Ant Group, will be restructured to become a financial holding company. The move turns Ant operate from an online lending platform to more like a traditional bank. The leadership of Germany's Christian Democrats has unanimously backed the party leader, Armin Laschet, to succeed Angela Merkel as chancellor. However, no formal decision has been made and talks with the CDU's smaller Bavarian sister party, the CSU, are continuing. The police chief of the Somali capital has been sacked minutes after he announced he'd suspended parliament in Mogadishu. Sadak Omar Hassan said preventing MPs from extending the term of President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo, which expires on Thursday, was the only way to prevent war and violence returning to Mogadishu. BBC News.